Good afternoon. We will sing "How Great Thou Art," number 147. The words will be on the screen if you like, or in your hymnal. But if you'd stand, please, we will sing "How Great Thou Art." Let's bow our heads in prayer, please. Heavenly Father, truly what joy does fill our hearts as we sing the praises of that song, of your greatness and your power over all of your creation, including us as human beings. How incredible it is, Lord, that you would know us by name, that you would send your only begotten Son to this earth to live as a man, to take our place and become sin for us, and take the punishment, the wrath of God upon himself, so that when we come to days like this, as we are here to celebrate Leland Wiedmeyer's life, that we can come with assurance in our hearts and minds, knowing where he is, that he is with you in heaven. We thank you for the joy that gives us, the peace it brings to our hearts and our minds. I thank you for each one here this afternoon, Father, and for your presence in this place. We love you and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. I'd like to welcome you all here this afternoon, as certainly we are here to celebrate the life of Leland Wiedmeyer, to thank God for the 86 and a half years that he blessed him with on this earth. And thanks to all of you for being here. I know it means a lot to the family to have you here today. Leland's love for the Lord was very evident, shown many different ways, but certainly one main way through his faithful service to the Lord through this local church. You'll hear more about that in the obituary as I read that here in a little bit. But one thing, I don't know how many of you know, but I want to call your attention to the back of the funeral folder today, that this, a lot of this design was Leland's, and this is a part of the front of our bulletin here every Sunday at church. He designed the I Am the Way, the Truth, and the Life there. Many years ago, he didn't sketch the church, somebody else did, but he put it, lined it all out. And it was in 2012, at least when he came to me, it was in the year 2012, and told me, he said, I had a dream. Excuse me. I had a dream, Pastor Mike. And in that dream one night, I saw Jesus over this church with his hands outstretched over it. That's pretty neat. I would say we all want that for whatever church we might attend. He said, what would you think if we could find a sketch of that somehow to put in the bulletin as it is? So I went to work looking at a lot of clip art. I think Cheryl was involved too, and came with different ideas. And, you know, typically in a Reformed church, you're not just going to have a straight-out picture of Jesus painted. It's just sort of the heritage of how things go. So a sketch, and this is what we came up with, and I looked back in the bulletins, and October 14th, 2012 was the first Sunday that that was added to our bulletin, and it has been ever since. So I just think that's so neat. There's a verse, Matthew chapter 16, verse 18, I'll just say the last part of that verse, when Jesus said to his disciples, he said, I will build my church. It's his church. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Amen. I'd like to read the obituary at this time. Leland J. Wiedmeyer went to his eternal home on September 25th, 2021. Leland was born on February 15, 1935, to William and Regina Heckenleibel Wiedmeyer. He joined two older brothers, Wilbert and Floyd. Leland was confirmed at Elam Lutheran Church of rural Irene. He graduated from Irene High School in 1953. Leland married Clara Mae Brooks Wiedmeyer on June 24, 1956. Leland served in the United States Army in various roles from 1959 to 1961 through 1961, including 9 months in Korea. He reached the rank of sergeant and was honorably discharged, and was a member of the Menlo American Legion Post 152. Leland was a farmer his entire life, farming first with horses, then with tractors and two or four row equipment. He and Clara May lived and worked on the farm his grandfather homesteaded in 1888. When Leland was no longer actively farming, he enjoyed collecting radios and clocks, and that was truly a passion of his. Leland was a member of Salem Reformed Church here in Menlo for 55 years. Leland had a strong commitment to the church and served 6 years as a deacon and 6 years as an elder, including a term as chairman of the elder board. We call that the consistory. It was his idea to add the figure of Jesus to the current bulletin cover used by Salem Reformed Church. Leland also strongly believed in supporting his local community. He was a Mayfield Township supervisor for 54 years, retiring in March of 2021. My goodness. Leland served on the Viberg Elevator Board and was instrumental in organizing the Viberg North Yankton County Line Volunteer Fire Department. He had a great sense of humor and loved hearing and telling jokes. Leland is survived by his wife of 65 years, Clara May, by his children, Daryl and his wife Brenda Wiedmeyer, and Cheryl and her husband Charles Gehring, by his grandsons Brady Wiedmeyer and his special friend Haley, and also Samuel Gehring, by his niece Nancy Buchanan, and many extended family members and friends. He was predeceased by his parents, his brothers, his sister-in-law, Johanna and Marion, and his nephew, Larry. May God bless his memory in our hearts and minds always. If you'd like to join me in the 23rd Psalm, the words will be on the screen. I see they are also in the back of the bulletin as well. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. And I'd like to read from Matthew chapter 16, verses 13 and 18. I mentioned part of verse 18 there at the beginning. When Jesus came to the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say the Son of Man is?" They replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and still others Jeremiah or one of the prophets." "But what about you?" he asked, "who do you say I am?" Simon Peter answered, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus replied, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for this was not revealed to you by man, but by my Father in heaven. And I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not overcome it." We'll have special music this afternoon here. Jay Herbolt's going to sing "On Eagle's Wings" with his wife Cheryl accompanying him.
Why should I feel discouraged? Why should the shadows come? Why should my heart be lonely and long for heaven and home? When Jesus is my portion, my constant friend is He. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know He watches me. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know He watches me. I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free. For His eye is on the sparrow, and I know He watches me. Let not thy heart be troubled. His tender word I hear, and resting on His goodness, I lose my doubts and fears. But by thy path He leadeth, but one step I may see. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know He watches me. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know He watches me. I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free. For His eye is on the sparrow, and I know He watches me. Whenever I am tempted, whenever clouds arise, when song gives place to sighing, when hope within me dies, I draw the closer to Him. From care He sets me free. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know He watches me. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know He watches me.
Thank you, Jay and Cheryl. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful song. Let's bow our heads once more, please. Heavenly Father, yes, You said that through Jesus in Your word. You know when a sparrow falls to the ground, You know the number of hairs upon our head. You know everything about us. And You allow us to dwell in Your secret place, as You tell us in Your word. So we thank You for Your word, as it gives us encouragement and strength and hope through all the phases of life, the joys, the struggles, the triumphs, the heartache, every part of life. You speak to us, and we thank You for it. And I ask, Father, that You'd speak through me by Your Spirit to those gathered here this afternoon. In Jesus' name, amen. The 91st Psalm He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him I will trust. Surely He shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. He shall cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day, nor of the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor of the destruction that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Only with your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked. Because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place, no evil shall befall you, neither shall any plague come near your dwelling, for He shall give His angels charge over you to keep you in all of your ways. In their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. You shall tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent you shall trample underfoot. Because He has set His love upon me, says the Lord. Therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him with long life. I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. Amen. Such a beautiful psalm there. I just want to speak about parts of it. The first verse, He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Dwelling in that secret place is what an amazing promise God gives to us. That we can go to that place. We all think, especially as we were kids growing up, and we maybe had a secret place, a hiding place, right? To escape from whatever was around us, or even playing games of hide and seek, or what it might be. There was that secret place. Well, we need to know, and God wants us to know, there is a secret place in Him, dwelling under His shadow, the shadow of protection. It's a place of refuge. It is a fortress where the enemy cannot pass or enter in. It's a place of rest, a place of safety in the midst of the troubles of this world and the trials and the things that come against us in this fallen world. It's a place of refuge from the storms that sometimes can be raging all around us. There is that place. Because God and His Word never change. Even though the world is so uncertain, as Hebrews says, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So this place, we have to know how to get there, number one, and we better know how to stay there. Secondly, verse 2 says that. He gives us the answer. He says, the psalmist, I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge. He is my fortress. He is my God. In Him I will trust. That is how we get there. Our trust, our faith in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It is as simple as that. To dwell in that place. We have to be able to say from our heart, the same as the psalmist said, He is my God, in Him I trust. We have to be able to say what Paul said to the church in Rome in chapter 10, where he said, if you confess with your mouth, Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you would be saved. That phrase, if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, to us today, really in America, seems so easy to say that. Whether we believe it or not, there's no consequences of persecution, hardly. or anything, but when this was written to the Romans in the Roman Empire at that time, saying that out of their mouths could very well mean death instantly. For once a year, they had to go. The Roman Empire was vast. They had to go to a certain place where there would have been a statue of the emperor. They had to burn incense before that statue, and they had to say out of their mouth, "Caesar is Lord." And if they didn't, it was death. That's the context of that phrase. It's amazing. Leland knew Jesus as Lord. He served him faithfully. Was he perfect? No, none of us are. But he served him as best as he knew how. That's how we get to that place. Again, our faith in Christ. We stay there. How do we stay there? We make time for him. We make time for his word. We make time for his church, wherever that might be, wherever you live. We make time for prayer and worship. That Leland had given my wife and I, Leland and Claire May, a copy of this CD. I think it's pretty recent, come out by Carrie Underwood, called My Savior. It was a favorite of theirs, and I've listened to it much. Matter of fact, a week ago Tuesday, when things really went downhill, and I got to the heart hospital, and well, of course, Leland always had a sense of humor. We all know that. First, one of the first things he says to me with the big old CPAP, you know, you can hardly talk through those, was, "I got my second helicopter ride today." Okay. And then he asked me in a little bit later in conversation, "How do you like that CD?" I said, "I listened to it all the way up here, Leland, and I'll listen to it on the way home as well." It is beautiful. Those are ways of how we stay there in that secret place. It's not difficult at all. And when we do, as we abide in him, as it says, the one who dwells in the secret place, well, there's blessings, so many blessings of life on this earth in that place that we can enjoy. It says, verse 3, "Surely he, God, will deliver you from the snare of the fowler." The snare of the fowler, that's the one who would set the trap for birds, typically birds, sometimes animals, but it was a trap for bondage, right? He'll deliver you from that. Who's the one who tries to set traps for us in this life? Well, it is the devil. John 10:10, Jesus clearly said, the thief, that's the devil, comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But the rest of the verse, Jesus said, "I have come that you might have life and have it more abundantly." He delivers us from the snare of the fowler, from the perilous pestilence. What's that? Well, we're sort of living through it, right? Pandemic, prime example. Plague, disease. That doesn't mean that we might not end up in these places, but he delivers us from them, either by healing on this earth or healing by taking us to heaven. That day, back to Tuesday, a week ago, which was, you know, yes, as I said, his helicopter ride back up to the heart hospital and two more stents put in after four had been put in on the Friday before. And by the time I got there, noonish or whatever it was, things were very serious, and trying to figure out what was going on exactly, and I'm not going to go into all that, but finally, when they realized there was a tear in his heart, and that's when they said that is inoperable. And unless there is a miracle, then the end is near. And as I left to go do an errand, it was very busy in the room with nurses, doctors, whoever. And I excuse me, a moment, I got out in the vehicle. I was still in the parking lot, and Cheryl texted me, and she said, Dad said he believes a miracle can still happen. I said, Amen. Amen. I texted back. I am in agreement with that. According to God's will, I texted part of Ephesians verse 3:20, which is when it says, Now unto him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly beyond whatever we could even ask or imagine, according to his power that works within us. I said, Amen. God is able. God is well able to do it as he pleases. What was our wishes? Sure, a natural physical healing. Those were our wishes and prayers. God chose to take him to heaven and heal him 100% in that way. His eyes, which his vision had become very poor. Just think of all the glory of heaven that he is seeing, completely healed, spirit, soul, and body. Verse 4 says, He shall cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you shall take refuge. His truth, his word shall be your shield and your buckler. That's your armor and your protection. Under his wings, now I never grew up on a farm, but a lot of you I'm sure did. And in the olden days, I'm told by many of the older in our congregation with the chickens, and that there was always a setting hen, and I loved it. I don't know who told me first. Many people have told me. And among all those chickens, there was a setting hen where when times of danger, all the other little chicks, whether they were hers or not, they knew where to run in time of danger. And she'd sort of, I'd love to see it actually, but would lift up and they'd come under and spread out her wings, and there they were protected under that mama hen. All of them. And to me, that is an absolute picture right here. Under his wings you shall take refuge. Doesn't mean, again, trouble won't come. Troubles come because that's part of this world that we live in. It's part of it. But he protects us through it all, through it all. We go on. Because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place. No evil shall befall you, neither shall any plague come near your dwelling, for he shall give his angels charge over you to guard you and keep you in all of your ways. God gave Leland another 6 years after a heart attack and open heart surgery at that time, which we're so thankful for. But he says, because you have made the Lord your dwelling place. See, that becomes a lifestyle. It has to become a lifestyle to live in that secret place. Not just, oh, I'm in trouble, Lord, where are you? Let me run there. And then, everything settles down. Then we forget about him, go on our business. Well, and then trouble comes, oh, Lord, where are you? No, it's dwelling in that secret place. Leland and Claire May lived on their farm for 65 years, which is how long they've been married, 65 years. They know how to dwell in a certain place, a beautiful place, as Leland would say, a little piece of heaven along Clay Creek. Got that right? Yes, it becomes a lifestyle. Excuse me. And so we see, as I read, I'm not bragging on him, I'm just giving examples of his faith. I always have to say that because sometimes people say, well, I'm not going into what that's, never mind. But you look at God's word and it's full of examples of lives of faith, right? It's full of them. So 6 years as a deacon, 6 as elder on our consistory, that's a lot of responsibility. Always he had such great care for what was happening in this church. When the Culvert went out in March of, 2019 there, from 81 over to their place. Meant a little longer trip around the church, but they still came, right? That didn't stop them. But a life of faith also leads to our activity in our community. As we read there, the Mayfield Township people, the Vyburg North County Line Volunteer Fire Department, maybe that's some of these people right here, I'm not sure. But it leads to that, doesn't it? The last verses of the chapter, God speaking, because you, this is you. If you've set your love upon the Lord, this is God talking to you. Because you have set your love upon me, therefore I will deliver you. I will set you on high because you have known my name. You will call upon me and I'll deliver you. I'll be with you in trouble. I'll deliver you and honor you. With long life will I satisfy you and show you my salvation. And if our faith is in Jesus Christ, then those verses belong to us. Why wouldn't we want our faith to be in the living God? In closing, just to touch on this Matthew 16 passage, as we look through the Gospels, Jesus was always challenging people where they were in their walk with him. He asked them, the group, the 12, who do people say that I am? Oh, some say you're John the Baptist. See, John the Baptist had been beheaded by this point, so many came back to life. Some say you're John the Baptist. Some say Elijah. Some say Jeremiah or one of the prophets. Okay, and then Jesus gets personal. Who do you say I am? And that's what he asks every one of us. He is asking every one of us. And Peter said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Right answer. From his heart, not just from the head. I've heard about you. No, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And of course, Jesus said, blessed are you, for this was not revealed to you by man, but by my Father in heaven. And so when we come to days like this, celebrating Leland's life, it surely must, I pray, bring us all as well to the thought of someday this will be me. And we don't know when. Just the 2 weeks before, on September 12th, Leland and Clara May were in church, as most always they are. Who would have guessed we'd be here today? We do not know. We make plans and all that, but we do not know. We praise God for Jesus, for the plan of redemption that has come to us through the cross. I'm going to pray, if those that are able and would like, if you'd stand with me in the prayer, the family, you can sure remain seated, but if the rest would be willing to stand. At the end of this prayer, we'll go into the Lord's Prayer. We're used to using debts and debtors here. I know we have different people, so whichever you're comfortable with. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for Leland. Such an incredible life, such an incredible man. We have all been very touched by him and Clara May in so many ways. But Father, the time has come for you to take him home, and you already have. This is his earth suit right here in this casket. His spirit and his soul have left when he drew that last breath to be with you. And we know that, Jesus, for as you said, you are the resurrection and the life. You said in your word, whoever believes in you, that though he may die physically, yet shall he live. And you went on to say, whoever lives and believes in you would never die. And you asked Martha, do you believe this? And she said, yes, Lord. And so, Father, you know each one of our hearts. And I pray that we can answer that very same way as we look at Leland's life of faith. So, Father, with faith in your great mercy, And in your wisdom, we do entrust Leland Wiedmeyer to your eternal care. We praise you for your steadfast love for Leland all the days of his earthly life. We thank you again for the memories that he has left us with, for all that he taught us, for the stories, for the fun times, and so much more. Finally, Lord God, we thank you that for Leland, death itself is now past, and that he has entered heaven to spend eternity with you. In Jesus' name. And Lord, we pray together the prayer that you have taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. If you'll please receive the benediction. And now may the God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Savior, Jesus Christ, the great shepherd of the sheep, by the blood of the eternal covenant, may he equip you with everything good, that you may do God's will, working in you that which is pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. We'll have our closing hymn, which is going to be the Old Rugged Cross. The family will be going over to the Freeman City Cemetery right immediately as we process out of the church. That's where the burial will be, the same plots, that area where Leland's grandparents are buried. And then we'll come back. The family would like to invite you, though, to stay in the social hall if you're able for cookies, cake, coffee, and you'll be served that right away. You don't have to wait for us to come back, so that when we do come back, if you'd like to visit with the family, then they'll be available for you. Okay? The Old Rugged Cross. My trophies at last I lay down.